this person?
Giuliani is the president's lawyer.
Rudy Giuliani and former mayor of New York.
He was New York's mayor too. He was a dick.
Hey, yeah. Ooh.
He was a dick and a pussy.
Hey.
I am voting this week. So.
You better hurry up.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
You bet. Wait a minute. It depends on who you voting for, because you voting for the wrong person.
Yeah.
I might have to go slash your tire so you don't get out there.
I'm voting for Biden.
Oh.
Hey, this fucking guy talking about my fucking mayor over here. It's fucking Mooley. It's fucking Mooley talking about me, Rudy Giuliani, yeah? Hey, so
you know, in South Carolina, it's closer of a race than it should be, being that this is a Republican state.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it, because I can feel the energy around. I'm basing off the energy I'm feeling around Jamie Harrison.
Yeah.
There's a lot more energy around now. Mm-hmm. A lot of that, though, I think, is the fact that Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, whom are the only two politicians I actually really take personally,
that even
extends to Trump, as I say, he's doing what he's... I understand his motivation behind things.
Who?
Trump. He's just trying to win.
Oh, yeah.
But...
They win at all costs.
Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, they make my fucking skin crawl.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell he's a grand old wizard. Lindsey Graham, I don't know what he's doing, but because he was so far against Trump.
Yeah.
And then, but like I told everybody, about 2 years ago, I already knew. Like, the only way I was voting for Lindsey Graham is if he was running against Donald Trump. Other than that...
Mm-mm. But
I think I even like what's the old governor name? I talk shit about her all the time.
Haley.
Yeah, Nikki Haley. Yeah. I even like Nikki Haley more than I like Lindsey Graham.
Super bright ass teeth.
Yeah, big ass bright chitlets in her mouth. And stone face. She be Botoxing right before she go on camera, allegedly.
But. Let's not forget to touch on Rudy Giuliani because he was touching on himself.
So did you hear the story, Casey?
Nope.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce
Borat got his
our cybersecurity expert for today, cryptocurrency expert. Well, actually, he's an expert in all things, especially website development. But today he's going to come in here and talk to us about cryptocurrency. And you see that we have done a great job at speaking about cryptocurrency because we started off with
Rudy Giuliani. Fingering himself.
He's fingering his pants.
Listen, I didn't see the whole video. I saw a real clip, and that dude looked like he was trying to get it in.
He was laying on his back, fondling with it. You know how dudes, before you show it to the girl the first time, you fondle with it a little bit, just make sure it stimulates just a little bit, get a little plump first, and then you pull it out.
Got some action.
That's what he was doing.
We got some action.
That's what he was doing.
We got some action, bitch. We got some action, bitch.
He's like, shoot, I can't pull out this.
It's gonna be one of them nights, bitch.
It was cold outside, so I can't pull out now. But let me pull it a couple of times, stretch it out.
What I understand in the scene, because I haven't seen
allegedly.
I haven't seen Borat. Actually, fun fact, I haven't seen either the first one either.
I didn't understand the first one. I think I was too young and young-minded to understand it.
Apparently, the character that was in the scene where he did what he did, she was playing an underage girl.
Mm-hmm.
No, which means, ipso facto, vis-a-vis concordantly, this man was trying to fuck a little girl.
Well,
allegedly.
But I need to find out how did she introduce herself as a 15
year old? You don't goddamn finding out. It's a crime.
Well, she was really like 20 something years old.
The actress, yeah. But I'm saying
however, as far
as he knew,
I'm not sure if he knew that. That's why we have to watch that. We have to watch that to make sure. Because if she did not introduce herself as a 15 year old, then that's different.
But what I'm saying is,
but
as
he
I
did
understand,
bust up in that room and say, she's 15. She's too old for you. Take me instead.
Hey, fucking Knicks. Okay, Knicks and Giants.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Fucking Yankees. Okay, don't get Rudy Giuliani. Top of my fucking meal over here.
Oh, did you hear the news today though? I forgot how many it is, but it's either 5 or 9 aides to Vice President Pence, COVID-19. I could pull this up right now.
Yeah, man. listen, this nigga's doing everybody's job for him.
How can you protect the American people from catching COVID-19 when you can't even protect yourself or your president?
Did that fly have it?
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, he did not even protect himself against that fly. Shame.
Somebody please check in and make sure that fly is okay.
Oh, yeah, and then they also pushed through the election. So they're going to push, not election.
Confirmation.
Amy Coney Barrett, final vote will be tomorrow probably. Even so,
I really haven't paid that attention because I just know that they're gonna, like you said, they're gonna push it through anyway.
Well, they shouldn't have voted. They should just boycott and never voted.
Is that possible?
That she can't be confirmed without at least two Democrats voting.
Then why the fuck did he even go? I'm sorry. That shit so frustrating. That frustrated me so much I just stopped talking.
Five aides to Vice President Mike Pence test positive for COVID-19.
Good job.
Damn. So, that's what's going on right now. That's what's going on in politics today.
You know what's the scary thing about COVID? Is
it says boo.
people give Trump a lot of shit, especially how he handled it. But the one thing he was right about is that typically heat kills the virus, or at least stops it. And this shit was going strong during the summertime.
Yeah.
And winter is, like, how they say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get worse.
So, what we were told, so, you know, I work in the hospital system somewhere sometimes. What we were told was that this virus should be more like a, there was like the difference between this virus and the flu virus is flu dies off in the summertime with the heat. Mm-hmm. But this one, it's a coronavirus, which is more like a cold virus. So, like with the cold, cold still transmits through people during heated times, like while it's hot. Mm-hmm. The difference is it doesn't, like your body has to get cold or whatever like that for it to start reproducing. So it'll be in you.
Yeah, and then it'll just...
You'll have a cold in your body, ready to go. Waiting on the first winter. And then, but it can transmit during the summer. So they thought that the symptoms might be the same way. They was like, well, hopefully symptoms be the same way, but nope. Now what's going to happen though, is they did start recognizing that like when you get sick from it, Corona? If you get up and you move around instead of just laying in your bed, you react better.
Oh, Corona?
Yeah, Corona.
So like, I think you get a sweat out a cold, something like that, right?
Yeah. So, but when winter comes,
winter is coming.
And you the sun is not out to warm you up while you're walking around and trying to be outside breathing that air. When you're breathing in cold air, that's different.
Yeah.
So this might be that very much
coronavirus. Like you just activated my trap card.
Yeah, it might be just as bad. Like winter, but and they said that since the beginning, they was like, no matter if it's any one of those scenarios, when winter hit, it's gonna be worse than the first stage.
Yeah,
and it was like worldwide. So unless you're living in Sweden, where they have no cases and have had no cases forever,
isn't Sweden? Fucked. Isn't that the neutral country?
Yes.
Pussies.
Well, you know, they ain't got to go involve themselves in that. Nobody could get to them at that time.
Man, fuck that. All right. I hate a fence sitter. Don't sit on the fence.
Mm-mm, they ain't sitting on the fence. There's like...
Even if you went on my side, I'd appreciate the fact if you made a decision here.
Yeah.
All right?
But they don't have to.
All I'm saying is if you see everybody in the room squabbing, don't be sitting your ass on the couch while
we squabbing. It's just like, you're a straight man. You walk into a club. The
straightest.
And you find out that club is full of men that like men.
I'm leaving.
But you straight as fuck, right?
I'm leaving.
So you ain't got to make a choice.
No, I made a choice to leave.
Hey, everybody wants to make that choice.
Hey, more power to them dudes in that club.
But you leave. But that's what I'm saying. Sweden,
2020, man. Live your truth.
Sweden's the only straight guy in the gay club.
No, because I wouldn't have been sitting there. I'd have left. You guys have fun playing, listening to village people.
They did left. They left the war.
I'm just saying, the most evil motherfucker that ever walked the planet was on the move, and they did nothing.
Because that move would have never got to him.
I'd at least.
But you know what? If he would have conquered the world, and then they would have been in trouble. Because you just saying the whole world.
I'd at least flipped them off. I'd at least flipped them off from the border. Like Hitler, right here, nigga.
They probably did that.
Right here, nigga. We some sauerkraut, bitch.
But yeah, that's cool. All right, so
cybersecurity.
We done talked about our whatever we was talking about.
Rudy Giuliani fondling himself. Well, you know he needed some cybersecurity. He could block them cameras. So let's talk about that.
Cybersecurity.
We could bring this down to it.
I prefer crypto.
So we're talking about Rudy Giuliani, mm-hmm. and for some reason, him and one other of Trump's goons, the one that starts with the B, found out about a laptop that Hunter Biden had. They've been talking about for like 2 or 3 weeks now.
What is it with that administration and emails?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had 4 years to think of October surprise for this presidential election, and the only thing they could go back to is emails.
Bring back this classic. It's a remix.
Yeah. Call Puff Daddy.
Yeah,
there were plans on that, right? Like for this election.
Yeah, and they've been holding on to the information. And Trump out there like, I don't know what's going on, but I keep hearing about this laptop.
He's such a shitty, like, that's like such a bad way to just bring up something you're trying to talk about. Just talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This motherfucker got emails, yo. Need emails from everybody, and they got junk mail and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so Biden, Hunter Biden, we'll go ahead and clear the whole thing up. So it's been found out that through a cybersecurity team, that was probably a laptop with the Hunter Biden team. The guy did not pay whatever like that, so it did belong to the pawn shop. However, the information that was found on the email system could have not been authenticated as of now. And no matter what, none of those emails trace back to Joe Biden.
Here's my question. What the hell does that have to do with a bank account in China?
That bank account in China directly pushes back to Donald Trump, though.
That was a little joke for everybody, too, because the thing is really, what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Mm-hmm. But you know how you flipped it to the bank account in China? Because they got a Chinese bank account? Mm. All right, what the fuck you do with a Chinese bank account being the president?
Yeah, I'm the president. I got a Chinese bank account. I already take money from all foreign adversaries. Like, the reason why he can't release his taxes is because he can't be in debt to other countries.
I don't want you to have a fucking American bank account when you're president. Motherfucker, you just pick something up and we all pay for it.
So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's going on. But when you don't release your taxes and nobody makes you release, if that's not a practice, then. So we know Joe Biden. We know about all his money. Why? His taxes was released. We don't know about Donald Trump's money.
All that, they're all $750. And that's the thing that gets me about his followers and that cult that he leads is, motherfucker, that money that he's not paying is coming from somebody, coming from somewhere, and the location is going to be your ass.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that money, like, America's not going to not get the damn tax money.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I mean, what the fuck are you talking about here? Like, $750, that money's coming out your ass, and you sitting there propagating this guy.
The other $5 or $6 million that he should have paid in taxes come directly out your ass. So.
But anyway,
so now that we've established that Hunter Biden needed a better cybersecurity team to make sure that information didn't get out there.
Yeah, because if they pawned
let's talk about.
So, the laptop was pawned, right?
Yes.
So what fucking pawn shop is that? Were they just breaking into this dude's computer?
Well, the dude didn't pay his pawn, so the laptop then belonged to the pawn shop. The pawn shop owner is a Republican, and he was like, "Hey, yo, Rudy, you'll like this one."
Yeah, leave that 15-year-old girl alone.
This happened all the way back in December, and they saved all of that until until this week.
But again,
last week.
It was Hunter Biden's emails.
2 weeks ago.
What the hell were they trying to find on the emails? Like,
that's the main thing you do. You just go back through emails to try to find something. Because people get real personal emails.
Hunter, that's not the coked up one, right?
Yeah, because the other one's dead.
So the other one was, okay, he was a drug addict and it died.
No, the one that died was a war hero.
Oh, shout out to him. So Hunter was a coked up and he's good now, I guess.
We'll say he's good for now.
Man, this shit was stepped on.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Trump kids are... No, I'm saying, like, Trump shouldn't be bringing up nobody kids because they're going to start bringing up his kids. But now that we talked about all of this stuff, we're going to bring it back to cybersecurity again.
After this commercial break.
Let's talk about cybersecurity. And the main aspect of cybersecurity that we're going to talk about is cryptocurrency with Casey.
After this commercial break.
After the commercial break.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO, parentheses, UR, parentheses, dash, the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes. Shit.
And we are back. It's your boy Holiday and some guy named Prince.
And some guy named Casey.
And we have special guest Casey here today. Hey, Prince, this your podcast. Why am I doing all this extra talking?
Because you won't be quiet.
Start over.
He's going to do it. He's gonna bring us back. Okay, well, nigga. So we're back. We're going to leave Rudy Giuliani alone because he can't leave himself alone, apparently. We with Casey, our cybersecurity expert.
Yeah.
All right, beating hackers' asses every day of the week. And twice on Sundays. So we can talk about cryptocurrency. That's your thing, right?
Yeah, crypto. Should I have like a introduction of myself or like what I
go
do?
Go ahead, introduce yourself. Talk about yourself right quick.
Yep. Well, I'm in...
That's how we wanted to hear. I'm joking. Keep going.
I was hoping... You know what I was hoping he would say for some reason? Just say, hoes get at me and just leave it at that. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, mostly do web. I'm a software engineer for a company. Wait, is that no sponsoring companies?
You can say as much as you want to, just on that, say the name of the company.
Yeah,
or get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
because I've been on here talking about licking ass, and you don't want to be. Yeah, right. You don't want to be associated with that at your job.
So I do work for a company. Requires software engineers out here. Got this job like 2 years ago, and a lot of it is my main focus is like web related, so take care of a good amount of like websites, you know, and what else? And regarding crypto, I've always been in tech, so like even from like from back in the days from school till now, yeah, just kind of when it was in tech, you know, had some friends always talking like web related graphics, all of that stuff. E-commerce, anything online, internet was right. My playground before internet was cool.
Yeah,
type of thing. You mm-hmm. know, when you like you start off like with them old computers and there's no internet, but you're trying to figure out how to use the keys.
All old computers. No old computers used to be the shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, so your cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
My first crypto coin that I ever got was on Super Mario. Where you have to jump up and hit the thing, and the coin comes up, bling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's more valuable than that, though?
What's that?
The rings from Sonic.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Man, yeah. That's some good cryptocurrency. Because
when you get hit, and mm-hmm. them shit just fell out of your whatever the fuck mm-hmm. that was on his body,
yeah.
you just like got me like, oh, I get my coins, my rings back.
The best cryptocurrency, though, is still, if you go back to Mario, is mm-hmm. when you can get those coins by stepping on the turtle on the steps.
Oh, yep. Well, you find a cheat.
Yeah.
Like a cheat, you know?
What the fuck was going on in their world that This abusing animals got you paid.
Yeah. Hey, that's crypto, though. That was the crypto of the dough, though.
That's interesting, because like, if you get like 99 of those coins, you get a life, an extra life.
Yo, so seriously, so just abusing animals in this world gets you rich and makes you healthier.
Yes, I like that world better. Because you can't even run over a duck in the street now, and they be trying to send your ass to jail.
Whatever the fuck Goombas were.
Oh, yeah, those freaking little things.
Walking mushrooms.
Yeah, walking
the
mushrooms.
The mushroom man?
Yeah. That's what you called them?
Yeah.
Called the mushroom man.
Yep. I mean, I guess technically they would kill you back, so it was okay.
Niggas walk until you die.
Yep. So was that like your first cryptocurrency too? You know,
that's a good point. I think so. I would say, yeah, that would be the first cryptocurrency. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you first hear about cryptocurrency?
Let's say back. Well, so I've heard of, I want to say maybe 2015, you know, or even 14. Yeah. You know, I've heard of it, right? Yeah. Like there was this thing called Bitcoin. And yeah. I was like, I remember like I was confused. Like, so what is it? It's digital. And I'm like, so there's no physical value to it. And they're like, no physical value. Put your money. You have that digital value. And I just, at the time, I was really confused about it. But right after I finished college, I went to my first company out here in Charleston, and I had a friend who was in it. And then that's when we started. So that was like 2016. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about it. I was like, so what? Explain to me more about this crypto thing, because I understand the tech stuff, but I'm not getting why can't it be copy and pasted?
And like, me with cryptocurrency, well, Bitcoin particularly.
Yeah.
Is just like, and maybe this is antiquated thinking, but it's like, I don't get the sense I can spend it anywhere.
Spend it on the webs.
So the thing right now is the reason why we can't spend, there's no economy for it yet.
Right.
Right. So like, kind of like with, like, you know, similar to like the dollar.
Yeah.
That value only really exists like here within the U.S.
Conceptually, yeah. It's fiat currency. So actually why it would exist, actually how it exists.
Yeah.
But at least, like I said, I can take, well, maybe not a dollar, okay, on my card, but I can take a debit card into a store and buy something because they accept that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of places that do accept Bitcoin coin. They're all online though. Like,
okay.
I even think
so. Most
there's a shoe store that I have in my phone that I think they accept Bitcoin too.
Yeah. What I think would actually change the game is if banks start accepting Bitcoin. Because banks will pretty much change the currency for you.
Well, banks pretty much run the, like, shit. I think banks run the company. I run the country, I mean.
Yeah, so that was a scary part, too.
But, you know, that's the reason why they won't accept it, because it's unregulated. Hmm. Yeah. So Bitcoin is supposed to be deregulated money.
Mm-hmm.
So since the stock market and since basically if everybody switched over to that, the stock market won't be shit. Wall Street will lose everything that is there, and that's basically why we have a president right now that basically inflates the stock market because it makes Wall Street better, which basically makes America look better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take away the stock market, you take away Wall Street, then money is deregulated. And everybody has the chance to be rich.
I get money.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Something like that.
So it's kind of like weed. Like,
yeah.
The people in charge, the people with the money, got to find a way to keep the people that don't want to have the money out of it. And then it'll be legalized.
Yeah. So like,
because I remember when Bitcoin was
so basically
for a penny.
Basically racketeering.
Yeah. Bitcoin used to be, when I was introduced to Bitcoin, it was for a penny.
Well, I was introduced to it.
And I felt that's so hard, but I didn't make any.
That's why I was shocked when you said 2015, because I didn't get introduced to Bitcoin until like 2017, I think, I said the furthest back I could go was maybe 2017, but even then, I don't think I heard about it back then. I think it was like,
I think it was
one,
like,
2 years ago.
And it was invented 2014. Oh, no. Well, the popularity.
No, I'm talking about that's when I found out about it, about 2014 or
maybe eight or seven, one of those. And you guys know, like, the history, like, who invented it?
Some motherfucker?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows it.
Nobody knows
it. I trust
this
shit even less now.
So, no, well, the thing, there's a guy named Satoshi. They just have a name, possibly from Japan. That's all they know. That's what makes it such a powerful
thing. Satoshi probably from Mexico.
They used to be called Satoshis until they...
That's some anime shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, one dude. Like, that's like some futuristic anime, like...
In the year 2007, Satoshi created his own new currency. All the countries fell. And then the giant mechs came. Like, god damn. Yep.
It has a crazy backstory. That's what got me more into it, too. Like, I was like, well, first of all, the tech that got me into is how the hell do you protect your, you know, how can a digital currency be unique online? Like, computers can copy and paste anything, right? Like, you know, what makes a physical Ferrari, like, not anyone can have it. You just can't copy and paste the Ferrari.
It should have to be built.
But if this Ferrari is in digital, man, anyone can copy and paste that. So I was confused about that in the beginning.
So Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is based off of what again?
It's the blockchain.
Blockchain.
Yeah.
That's what makes cryptocurrency so deregulated and so usable.
Anonymous. It was originally made to be anonymous.
So blockchain is what?
So that's the hard one to explain, but that's what we call the
feature. It's a record.
Yeah.
Blockchain is to keep it simple, it's just a record. So it says, let's say you are Bitcoin, you are Bitcoin, and I'm a Bitcoin.
Word up.
So with blockchain, it goes, there's a mathematical equation that comes around that makes you.
And creates
the
a block.
Next, and that's you are a block.
Yep. I run the block.
In the mathematical equation. Mm-hmm. And so you come before him. He's the next one that's created. Yep. So his block, when you read his block in the blockchain, it will include your block. So it says, hey, my money, I come from, basically it's generations. I come from the line of Prentice. Casey comes from the line of Prentice. And every time you are exchanged over to somebody else, your public record is seen on his public record. So you can look at his chain to see where you're going, all the way back to the beginning. And then when I'm created, let's say I'm created 5 years later, in my blockchain, you'll be able to look back and be able to see your record and all your transactions for you. Mm-hmm. His as well. And then mine's. Would you just hitting mics and shit?
Apparently.
It'd be ready in 10 minutes.
I just want to say that this shit made me even more confused just now.
Yeah.
So basically, blockchain is just a public record. So they like to explain it like buying land. Like, if you buy land, you can always see the public record of where that land came down after we stole it from the Indians. Like, everybody that owned it since then. So that's what blockchain is.
Yeah, and the biggest thing
is it's a mathematical equation.
The computer is the one that decides who's a block.
Yes.
Not human. And the human couldn't even do it because it's like SHA-256. Like, it's just pure, like, encryption type blocks. That's why they say it's what they claim. Nothing's unhackable, but this is unhackable currently, right? I mean, you got a computer encryption of SHA-256 when you create your block. It's so encrypted that you can't just get in there and take that block as your own. I cannot copy and paste that
so
actual encryption.
Let's also say someone takes like that. Somebody takes your block and takes it off the grid, alters it, and then puts it back on the grid. As soon as it goes back on the grid, it will look at all the other
how
blocks,
how they're all connected,
and see how they're all connected. Yep. And be like, hey, I'm fucked up.
Cut you out,
and it cut itself out.
So that's why it's so secure. it's really hard because it is. So remember back in like
you know the security numbers on the dollar bill, right?
The serial numbers.
So let's say somebody take your dollar bill,
so a block link
and like, scratch out the serial number, so then try to spend it.
Okay,
it can't be spent.
A block link is like a serial number.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also within a computer. So another thing with the Bitcoin is that if you have the code, like, we can use, like, all of our digital devices to create, like, this blockchain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to, like, a single source, like Verizon, right, as the internet. It's kind of like, there's so many damn layers to this because the original creators, they were both good at two things. One was tech, really understanding, like, encryption, cryptography, and the other was the economy. That's why they say this, even when they claim that the original creator, Satoshi, they're assuming that that could just be a name for a group of people because these are too many skill sets that came in from the back end. and the reason,
so they like to come in from the back too?
From the bottom. Yeah, so something like that. It is very hard to understand too. Even for me, I can understand how it works, but I sure as shit don't know how to build that. Like, how did they build this, though? Mm-hmm. Who built this blockchain? Who created this? Okay. And that's where that blockchain came from. So the blockchain, we don't know how to build. But once we put Bitcoin on the blockchain, that code is, we could copy and paste that code and make our own cryptos on the blockchain.
Right. What's going to happen next is like some new mineral is going to be discovered that only traded in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And they're going to use that mineral to create like a Gundam or some shit like that and take over the world. This is some anime shit, I'm telling you.
Well, the element that they found was prostitution over the internet and buying drugs over the internet.
That's what made it
and guns over the valuable. Internet. Yeah, that's what made it so valuable.
Yeah, guys, understand.
Because untraceable.
Yeah, guys, understand. That's what I was thinking about, the fact that, you know, the value of it had to become, like, if it's accepted somewhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't know stores accepted it. Now, I've heard that part, like, you can do, like, nefarious shit with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think any legit, like, stores or at least any... That's what I'm looking at. Patreon. Like, when you own something, when you just like when you're the one being patronized. Vendors. Mm. I didn't know of any vendors that would accept that shit. Mm.
Yeah. Bad start. You know, like that's why the reputation was dark at first.
Yeah. But it was dark to some people, but people like me was like, what?
Darkness.
Mm-hmm. But in the hacking community, you always watch the bad guys because they're always first to do shit.
Hack the planet.
Yep.
I love that movie.
Bad guys in porn.
Yeah, they're always the first to create the newest tech.
You know, the whole video industry is the whole like streaming industry is modeled behind porn because it was VHS because porn went to VHS when everybody else went like Betamax or something.
Yeah,
but so by everybody was buying VHS so they could watch their porn.
Yeah, remember,
so they had to move everything.
I remember that scene in Tropic Thunder. Remember when they was walking in the jungle and man was like, I think he was talking about HD
versus Blu-ray.
Yeah, and he was like, who's going to win? Yeah, he was like, games and porn went Blu-ray, and that's why Blu-ray beat HD DVDs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the reason why none of that kicked off was because of screaming. Because then motherfuckers was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Let's put pussy on the internet. And it was over.
Which is why I don't understand OnlyFans. Like, listen, man.
Don't OnlyFans take Bitcoin?
I hope they would.
They could. They could if they wanted to.
Before we go to break, I just want to say this about OnlyFans. Why would I pay to watch your out of shape ass play with the dildo when porn is free?
Yeah.
I can watch professionals do this shit for free.
Hey, I'm going to say this, though. It's enough people becoming millionaires off of it.
Hey, the more power to them. What I'm saying is I don't understand the concept. Like, listen, I'm not going to pay for my homegirl's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know, if I was single, I would have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. You fucking probably would too.
If I was single with no kid, and shit.
All I'm saying is Tiana Trump does porn, and I can go on like Pornhub and watch.
She
it
got an OnlyFans too,
and she does no goddamn reason. Like, hey Tiana, you're fine, but I'm not gonna watch your damn OnlyFans.
I guess it makes sense if a celebrity was an OnlyFans, like a celebrity we all.
Oh, girl, isn't it a celebrity?
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of celebrities now.
No, matter of fact, Diamond from Family, not Family Guy. Diamond from
Cardi B has one.
Diamond from Players Club. Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
Yeah, she's creating one. They're 53 years old.
Mm-hmm. Tyga. Black China.
Black China.
It's a bunch of them that went OnlyFans, but what they're trying to do now.
I don't have it.
OnlyFans went the same way as like Snapchat, and even Instagram went this way at first. All this stuff comes in and starts with porn.
Yeah,
like straight up, all the sex workers make it happen, and then they want to clean up their images, so they start making rules. And Reddit was the same way. Mm. They started making rules.
I remember a few years ago when Twitter first came out, there was a lot of girls had like.
I have friends that I had to defriend some. I censor some of my friends because I have friends that are straight, and I have friends that are gay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same reaction whether I open up my Twitter and a big pussy pop up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I open my Twitter and there's a dick up on it.
Yeah.
So the only reaction that's different is I might hesitate to hit the button when the pussy up on it. And but if it's I don't want to see no dick on my screen.
Let's go to break, man.
I was riding in my car one time.
This nigga keep talking.
And My wife's sitting in the passenger seat, and I'm driving, but I was looking at Twitter before I got in the car. So I open up the phone. I'm in my neighborhood, so I'm driving like 10 miles an hour. I open up the phone, and I go to scroll in order to, you know, like when you scroll, you put the window down. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why you're calling me. I'm recording. Guess. Well, you're on the camera now. What's up?
Who that? Peace.
Oh, that was one of my sons. The one that's old enough to talk. anyway, so I go to scroll in order to get to the map. Mm-hmm. But I scrolled down too small and basically made the screen scroll. And then when it stopped scrolling, there was a man giving fellatio to another man. Boy, I just dropped my phone. I was like, I get that shit later. I said, hey, wife, could you put this in the phone? Like, no. I had to go censor that. That was a cousin of mine, so I had to go censor him. I was like, man, I don't want no male-on-male fellatio popping up in my shit.
I know Twitter used to be fucking wild.
I
don't even
like watching women giving. Yeah. Anyway, so cryptocurrency, let's go. See, it always leads back there. We're going to golly, let's go to commercial break.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a commercial like the last. I mean,
take us to commercial break.
I did. Okay. You kept talking.
For information on how and where to vote, as well as resources to find out who's running where you live, go to getyourbootytothepoll.com. All
right, and we're back. So,
I've been smoking. I've been drinking Hennessy. Smoking ecstasy. That's a naked bitch next to me.
Yeah, I like Francis when his verse ends. He's like, I see dead people. You need to quit. Bartender, give me a number 12 Kerbo and a Jerry Curl kit. What are you on, man? You're acting real strange. You're a real party animal like that guy Rick James. All right, so we back.
I'm giving the Hennessy. And I'm wanting the pills. And point me to the stripper butt naked in high heels. Boom, 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 boom.
So we were back. And we actually left off with social media. Yep. A topic that you apparently feel strongly about because this dude here just went the fuck off a second ago.
Yeah, we went on commercial break and he just went on a yelling tirade. He broke three chairs, put a hole in the wall.
Yeah, no, we were talking about like porn and criminals are normally the ones that get like this tech stuff started. And even like in the beginning, like the earlier days of like Facebook and MySpace and all that, Twitter.
Shit, that just reminds me. Well, Distraction Network should have a porn channel.
Ding! a porn channel?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like, what would you share? Like, what types of content?
I mean, we just, girls that we know, just bring them on the thing. Have people log in, look at some free porn. You listen to some good podcasts. And then as soon as we kick off and get good strong, we kick all the porn actresses off.
No, I know.
No more sex work on the Distraction Network.
No, let them stay.
Huh?
Let them stay.
Huh?
Let them stay.
I mean, once we become millionaires.
Let's not talk crazy.
We could just send them somewhere else.
No, I mean, they're right here. Just because I'm a mean, I'm on the work for it.
Oh, man. If my wife listening, I'm just joking, though.
I actually did get one of those job offers from, what company was that?
West Coast Productions?
YouPorn or something.
Oh, YouPorn?
For like they were looking for a graphic artist with some front end is web related.
As opposed to the rear end?
Yeah. Well, it's called back end.
Yeah, it's the back end. Front end and back end. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or they call you full stack. You know the front end, the back end?
That's what they be calling me, the full stack. Ask my wife.
Funny, those are the titles, though. That's, yeah. So, yeah, I got her, but I was like, does this meet my ethics? Well, can I tell people this is what I do for a living? Like,
I mean, you don't have to tell them what the company. And then, shit, you probably, I mean, given the nature of the job, I doubt you porn has porn star, like stars on deck like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
shit.
So you think you porn actually has porn stuff? I don't think you porn produces their own porn.
Yeah, it's just a platform that allows people to share videos. That like YouTube.
Yeah, I can see I said, West Coast Productions hired you. Like, you might bump into a porn star or two there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you porn's like, nah, we don't do all that shit there, bro.
Did I tell you when I told you about my little porn store, right?
You did. I don't know how much you want to tell people on.
It was West Coast Productions.
Yeah, I think you did tell me that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Shout out to West Coast Production, man. All the Booty Talk series.
Onion Booty.
It's got to go down. They do Onion Booty, too?
Yes, they did Onion Booty.
Well, I thought that was Evasive Angels.
Wait, you know what? Let me go back and look.
Shout out to Angie Love.
Shout out to Obsession.
Oh, you can go all day, bro. But yeah, you were saying over there?
Okay, see, we done took though the whole thing. We supposed to be talking about cryptocurrency.
He goes and look up porn.
With crypto. I always follow the dark side. You know, what's going on and what are the crimes or especially even security, what's been hacked, what's going on. I follow those because they always have some insight to what's new tech.
Yeah.
And when it came to even crypto, you know, they were the first, man. They got into the drugs and it still exists. It hasn't really changed. Mm-hmm. Now they're just trying to put rules around it so it can be better controlled. When you get into Coinbase, that's where you kind of go to buy your crypto.
Yeah,
it's US bank, online bank, and one thing about if you want to make money or have a bank, a legit bank in America, you have to have KYC, know your customer.
Boy, I thought you were about to say KY jelly.
I didn't want to go there. I was going to leave that one alone, man.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, KYC.
Yeah, know your customer. So that kills the anonymity stuff. But that's what allowed us to be able to buy more of these Bitcoin and other crypto things. But the thing is, you know how we're talking about web, right? And I think earlier I mentioned there's no economy. Man, we it's up to the people who make these websites. If they just accept crypto, that's what's going to keep building that economy and keeping that value up. But we couldn't do it until the banks first accepted. And we've already got, my USAA has, a place to transfer my crypto. Mm. I've seen it now. There's something going on. I think it's Bank of America. I don't want to say, what bank specifically. Mm-hmm. But they're also making their own crypto and stuff.
Yo, shout out to USAA, man. When I sold cars, man, that was best fucking insurance company to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually what happens when you sell cars, I'm sorry, sidetrack here.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done almost all the work, you just wait for them to send the insurance over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of these, USA Auto, them motherfuckers had the insurance over to your ass before you even talk to the customer.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, I'm going to send it over now. And then on the other end, they could print and it sends it straight over.
And some of these mom and pops.
Yeah.
You know, some of the mom and pop, some of these actual, these big, the big four, three or four, is Nationwide, State Farm, Allstate. Yeah. They'd be such a pain in the ass to deal with.
I will get it over to you in 24 hours.
Hey, what? This bitch should have leave now.
We're going to send it overnight by UPS.
One of my earliest sales, they told the girl that she had to wait the next day because they don't send insurance out on Saturdays.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
You don't send insurance out on Saturdays. Bitch.
I was like, man,
on a Saturday, you can't do a screenshot and email me that shit?
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm trying to. She wasn't super fine, but I liked her. I'm like, man, listen, that was y'all be cool, man. I'm trying to talk to the bitch who draws off. Mm. All right, I already got the sale. That part's done. But she was all right, but her mama was there, though, so her mama kind of.
Holler at her mama, too.
Most money they put down? Shit. Mm-hmm. I could have been on Easy Street.
Right now you could be gone. Hey, man, I'm doing this shit from Bahamas this weekend with my cigar kit back. You could zoom me.
When I was working in Mount Pleasant, now for y'all don't know, Mount Pleasant the rich side of town. Well, one of the rich sides of town, but it's the richest side of town, I guess.
That's where you live? No, west of the Ashley.
Yeah, West Ashley.
Man, listen, I was trying to get one of them old white ladies to, looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be by the pool spending up all of Harold's alimony money.
How Stephanie got her groove back.
Like, hey, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, me and Holiday about to hang out, man. Can I borrow the Lincoln?
Oh, I saw the sexy Lincoln town car today. Lincoln Continental, I meant.
Yeah, you want to see? We'll try that again.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln Continental.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't know it was actually called the town car. Mm-hmm. I thought town car was a type of car.
Oh. Oops.
We sorry, man. We took over again. Go ahead, man.
Oh, no, it's all good. Like, that's cool. I even get lost, too, now. I don't even know where I'm at.
No, I think you were talking about the criminals with the...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can take... Like, instead of paying 17.5 a key, like how Jeezy used to always say, I can give them, like, 2 Bitcoins and get, like, a whole brick.
Mm-hmm. So let's give them an example of how much a Bitcoin costs right now.
This is 12,000 for one, I think.
So, I can tell you, at the height of Bitcoin, a Bitcoin was worth somewhere around 20,000. One Bitcoin was worth around $20,000. Now, in comparison, when I first heard of Bitcoin, Bitcoin was worth... it was four for a penny.
That's a fucking increase for you.
So yeah. that's how unregulated it is.
So so four will get you a penny will get you four.
A penny will get you four, and you mm-hmm. you had to make them yourself too. Like, you couldn't buy them at that time. You had to make them yourself. You had to mine them.
Yeah, you had to know some shit about computers. Mm-hmm.
Listen, if y'all can see my faces now.
So, you mine them on your computer, and at that time, you could do it with a regular computer. Now,
yeah, you can use, like, a regular laptop.
Because it's so many Bitcoin.
It's too expensive to mine.
Yeah, you can't even do it. You need servers to do it now. Mm-hmm. You need servers with a lot of GPUs.
Yeah, yep, normally graphic cards.
Graphic cards.
CPUs are not strong enough anymore, so GPUs are coming. So, but that's a more technical, like, that's what the hobbyists are doing.
From a penny to a dollar is like 1,000%, right? That's 1,000% increase to go from penny to
a dollar. A penny to a dollar is 100%.
100%? No, because 100% would be 1 penny to 1 penny.
Oh, yeah, like a dollar to 100.
Oh, yeah,
so
I knew that.
1 penny is 1,000. Yeah, that's right.
So it's 1,000, 20,000. God, what the fuck? 20,000.
A penny to 100, you said, right?
A penny to $1, because 100 pennies are $1.
Yeah.
That's about a 20 million. That's like a 20 million percent increase.
Yeah. Oh, and I was so mad that I didn't mine Bitcoins back then.
2017, man, I bought like $300 of it's another crypto called Ethereum. And it's when I bought the Ethereum, I bought it at I had $300, and when end of 2017 hit, when Bitcoin was 20.
The Bitcoin versus Ethereum, that's gonna be the war. That's gonna like take over the planet. This is the anime shit that this is all gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like gonna be like robot jocks.
So I'm gonna tell you the ones I invested in and how much they're worth now. And I'll tell you how much of a percentage I lost when I bought them. So Bitcoin, when I bought it, well, right now Bitcoin is worth $13,000.
Oh damn, that went up. It's been 12 for 2-3 months.
It went down 55% from when I bought it. Ethereum is worth one Ethereum coin is worth $404. It went down 1.46%.
Ethereum seems more stable. Bitcoin is the one mm-hmm. that's pretty.
Because Bitcoin jumped that high when it jumped.
However, when Bitcoin goes up, everything else follows suit. Yeah. They all go up with it or go down with it.
Because I think everything, a lot of the other things, they tie into Bitcoin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bitcoin Cash, I think it went down 1% from when I bought it, but $270. And Litecoin, it's almost the same price I bought it at, which is $58.54. I bought all of my coins back in 2016 or 17, mm-hmm. right after it went up to 20. So after it went up, after Bitcoin went up to $20,000. I decided I was going to take about $200 and just drop it in. Yeah. And I did, like, every paycheck, I put $20 worth of coin in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 10 paychecks, I like, all right, I'm going to stop, see what it does. So that's what it was.
Shoot, I had a friend who, when it hit that 20K mark and everyone was jumping in, he put in, I think he said 5,000.
Oh, I know, he's sad now.
And then he just lost, like, so much. I mean, I was like, that sucks.
Yeah, because you know as soon as what everybody do, and the same thing with stocks, mm-hmm. when the stock goes up and gets popular, as soon as you hear about a stock getting popular, it's too late.
Everyone.
Yeah, I did that shit. I remember when during the part of the debate that I actually watched, the most recent one, like as soon as Trump mentioned those companies that are working on the coronavirus vaccine,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, mm-hmm. not my time to strike. I went right to my E-Trade account. Man, that shit was so fucking expensive, man. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Wasn't Kodak one of those?
If Kodak working on the vaccine, I need to talk to Kodak. What the fuck's going on in your company?
They have
nigga jumping pictures to like vaccines.
I heard they have the chemical. They have the facility to for a company to work on the vaccines because they always worked with chemicals and stuff for photography.
Yeah.
So, but then it had like an issue. I was on Twitter. This was like maybe a month and a half ago, where when Kodak at Trump said he was going to give Kodak this much money or whatever, that thing went from $2 to like $60 or something.
Oh yeah. All he got to do is say that, and there's going to be some problems if when they start investigating them, when they see that. So they've already seen this, so it ain't going to be any problems. It's so before COVID hit, before they announced COVID hit, a bunch of senators, a couple of people in the House, all of them went and start talking to their accountants, and they start moving money around. And they start taking money out of these, out of housing, and they start putting money into like medical companies and stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened with the billionaires. And then they made that announcement. And everything went to shit. All of them was okay. But what they did was illegal. It's the same shit Martha Stewart went to jail for.
Yeah.
But, so and Casey.
And Martha didn't snitch either. I want to point that out.
She ain't snitched. neither did the people that got caught moving their money, but they didn't have to. So, Casey, tell everybody where they can find you.
You could find me. I have
St. Louis smoking on
God damn, I was trying not to do that one too, but I was trying hard not to do that to this man.
I only have a site, PalawanVibe.com. It's my t-shirt site. Outside of that, my social media is my first name, Casey, last name, Casal. Facebook, Twitter. That's it, really. Keep it simple.
You can tell he don't know shit. That nigga ain't using Facebook.
Other than that, I look at other things.
What the hell can they find you?
What? You ain't gonna give them your porn name?
No, that's I'm waiting till my Bitcoin stuff starts working.
Okay. My porn name will be the same as my pimp name.
What's the pimp name?
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
My dumb ass wouldn't change my name or nothing.
Just be like,
same thing always. You can find everything I do on www.distractionnetwork.com.
Of course, you can find me at Mantamosa the 7th on Instagram and on Twitter, and Road Warrior Tez at Twitch and on Discord. And that was live
when at we recorded recording
it.
Studio.
At Link's recording studio when we recorded it was live in Somerville, South Carolina.
I also want to mention real quick that I do have two websites coming up. I have MakeAmericaAmerica.com. Well, it's Make America America. Shopify store will be opening up October the 26th, which is the day that this podcast is supposed to be released. And my website, MakeAmericaAmerica.org, is opening up pretty soon, probably in the next couple of months. Again, I do all my website stuff until I can get somebody to start helping me, Casey. But it's going to take me some while because I am still doing school. So,
everybody?
But if you need some t-shirts, you need some face masks, you need some of them dangly things that go around your wrist that's made of rubber.
Everybody.
What they called? Wristbands? Yeah, if you need a wristband. Rubber bracelet, you know what I'm saying? You can get that at my Shopify store. Make America America. And fuck Donald Trump.
And on that note, we out. Peace, everybody. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.